وأما بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما الأحاديث فالأول عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أعذر الله إن امرئ أخر أجله حتى بلغ 60 سنة. Still in this chapter, that when a person reaches his old age, he must hasten more towards doing good deeds and preparing for akhirat. The first hadith in this chapter narrates Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah left no excuse for a person whose age Allah had made him reach 60 years old. That is, there is no excuse for such a person. Besides knowledge, etc., just the experience of life is enough for a person to realize that this dunya is not to hanker about and that a person should really be preparing for akhirah. قال العلماء معناه. The ulama have said the meaning of this hadith: لم يترك له عذرا إذا محله هذه المدة. That Allah has left now no excuse for such a person who reaches the age of 60. يقال أذر الرجل إذا بلغ غاية في العذر. It is mentioned as a proverbial thing that when a person has reached such a stage, then there is no excuse left for him. Just like, for example, we will also advise somebody, our children, our students, anyone, and we say that after this and this, you had no excuse now. Everything was very clear to you. Now you had no excuse. So Allah says that a person who reaches the age of 60, then that person has got no excuse. But very sadly, as we see commonly around us, even the age of 60, as it is said beautifully in Urdu, Bachpan ke hoge, a person has reached 55, lekin abhi bachpan nahi gaya. But his childhood is not gone still. Even at the age of 60, how we see commonly such aged people are still playing games on the phone. They are still watching cartoons on the phone. At that age, a person, there is no question about it at all. Even if a person didn't have deeni knowledge, even if he didn't have deeni environment, sohbat, just the experience of life, by that age a person should understand what is our object of our life, what are our priorities, that we have seen by that age how many people have died. They left their empires behind, they did not benefit anything from it. All just left behind in this world. And in old age, how a person's health also usually becomes. And still he did not turn to Allah Ta'ala. It's a very pitiable condition. So, and that is a very serious matter, that Allah will take him to task also. I gave you 60 long years of life, and still you old man, you still did not realize that you had to prepare for akhirat. So this is, and of course, as we had mentioned, this is not necessary only when a person reaches the age of 60. From young already a person should be preparing, and he should be working towards akhirat. But the latest is, just like for example, we tell somebody to do some work, and by asr time he hasn't done it. We say, did you do that work? No, I haven't done it. It's already asr time. Sun is going to set. Time is gone already, and you still haven't done it. When are you going to do it? Just like that, you have reached 60, and you still haven't prepared for akhirat. Now, like, there is no chance left. When are you going to do it? You have already reached, you are on your, not your one leg, your two legs are in the qabr already. And you're still not preparing for akhirat. So that's a very, very sad case. A person should start as early as possible and realize that this dunya is a complete fake. And the real life is only the life of akhirat. This hadith explains that one who lived a long life and had the ability to do good deeds but did not do so has no excuse for his shortcomings. And especially if a person lived till 60 and he had good health also and still he did not do. If he had wealth also and still he did not prepare, then that person had absolutely no excuse. Such a person should immediately repent, engage in the worship of Allah, and focus upon the year after. As Allah says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you have completed your other work, and that really means your other work of deen, then now engage more directly in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And that should be on a daily basis, which Allah says during the day, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرُ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ. During the day, do the work of deen. And at night, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّرُ قُمِ اللَّيْلِ. At night, make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And as time goes and our old age comes, then the ibadat of Allah must be increased much more. That is the actual object for which Allah created us. He did not create us also for the effort of deen. He created us for deen. The effort of deen is to take us onto deen. But if our whole lifetime passes and we did not come onto deen, then also we have missed the boat. The object is the deen of Allah Ta'ala, to practice upon deen, the amal, and then all the sifat and qualities also, that they should come into a person. Once a person reaches the age of 60, he should regard his time to leave the world to be closed. In fact, by that age he should think himself, now I'm living on overtime, extra time. My time is expired already. By the age of 60, a person should actually stop everything else. Allah has been kind to give me this time, and now I must just use it for deen, for akhirat. That is all now for what Allah has given me this time. May Allah guide us and let the proper Islamic environment exist again. As we read, when Medina Sharif was as it was in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, by the age of 40, a person would roll up his bedding and now just devote himself for akhirat fully. Though those people, their whole life they were in the ibadat of Allah. But whatever little bit of dunya they were doing, they stopped that also. Now it's only for akhirat. But unfortunately, the enemies, shaitan, has made effort that in the whole world we are just engaged in dunya, and right till mort we just worried of dunya and no preparation of akhirat. And it is not only being irreligious, that is being stupid, that is being a complete fool, that we don't prepare for what purpose we have come in this world, and where we are going to, we don't prepare for there. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.